And of course, at that time, I was a girl about, well, when I was about 17 years old, when, well, it was, well, I was in college the first year of war. At World War I.
When the, when you cooked it up in a pan, on the skillet on the stove, you'd make it what? That was a big round.
Well, that's what you, the, you mean cornbread? The bread like that, well, it's just,
Pone
bread, that's right. And the way we used to make it muffins like that, and Mama had the corn sticks. I still have them. Make them, they're about the size, a little bit larger than your finger, about the size of your finger. Or maybe a little bit larger.
Okay. Other ways that you would eat it, cook it with fish?
Oh, yes. You roll your fish in meal.
You ever hear people putting part of the hog in the cornbread and they cook it that way?
Crackling, yes.
Make what?
Make crackling bread. My dad used to have that. He cooked it for his dogs. You know, you couldn't buy dog food. And we used to make great big pans this big of bread every day out of the meal for those dogs, for his hounds. And he'd save the cracklings for that because we never did care for much. They were just too rich.
Or you drop it in what? Little balls with, say, onions and green pepper in? Drop them in grease and make them?
To have with fish?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Hush
puppies, that's right. And you know they have those quite often now.
Would you ever drop it in the greens and wrapped in cheesecloth and cook, make cornmeal dumplings?
Well, they could have now, but I don't believe it because you would have had it go through your cheesecloth meal. Okay.
Any other kind of cornmeal that would you cook in a deep pan and it would come out real soft on your plate? Spoon bread? You ever have spoon bread? Ash cakes? You know what ash cakes were? You ever seen them cook it in fire?
Yeah, I know that. I know what that, they cook those, you know, cooking in the cold. But that is usually done outside when you're camping or something like that.
They
make ash cakes. And then hoe cakes too. Now, we had a neighbor up here after my children, good big children. He loved hoe cake better than anything in the world.
Johnny cake?
Well, Johnny cakes, yeah, but they were more like a pancake.
They were
the
flat.
Way we get flat and round. See.
They have egg in them?
Yeah, but he didn't want a thing in the world but water in his. His wife used to make it for him. I know we had fish down here one time, and he wanted those things with. And I told her, well, you have to make them. I don't know what to do to them. Because my husband didn't care for them, none of my people that I was brought up, you know, and making.
What about the sweet things that you make, like
me? Well, we made cakes, fruit cakes.
Anything fried?
Pound cake. Oh, yes, we used to make, my daddy used to love apple turnovers. You know, you make the, you make your pastry. And then put your apples in there, you see, and twist them up. And then drop them in your grease and fry them. And then you serve them with a hard butter sauce. Just butter and sugar, you see, together. My daddy used to call those juice arts. Now, where he got that name, I don't know. But they were really good and rich as they could be. And that was about the only fried cakes that we had other than pancakes.